The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا
Dear viewers of Madani channel, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, said, there is an angel of Allah Almighty who has one arm in the east and one arm in the west. Whenever anyone recites salat upon me with devotion, remember, with devotion, this angel dives into water and shakes his wings. Then what happened after shaking his wing? Allah Almighty creates an angel in place of each droplets of water dripping from his wings. And what these angels do in the next phase? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, these angels then continuously seek forgiveness for that person who had recited salat until the day of judgment. Subhanallah. You recite now and the angels will continue to istighfar till day of judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So keep sending peace and blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you will gain many, many blessings and virtues inshallah. Today, our topic once again is about the family. And topic is treat your relatives well. Because nowadays, we see on many occasions, the relatives, they don't speak each other. And they go carry on generation to generation as well. Remember, family like branches on a tree. We all grow in different directions, yet our roots remain the same. In the same way, the relative is also always with us. It's just with a small misunderstanding and the entire relationship break out. The Islam isko pasand nahi farmata hai. Doesn't like these things. Islam always क्या कहते हैं यूनिटी के ऊपर ब्रदरहुड के ऊपर और लविंग एटमॉस्फेयर के ऊपर जो है वो हमें एम्फसाइज करता है. सो टुडे इंशाल्लाह आवर टॉपिक इज ट्रीट योर रिलेटिव्स वेल. रिलेटिव्स में योर सिबलिंग्स एज वेल, योर फैमिली मेंबर्स, योर मदर, योर फादर, योर अंकल, योर आंट, मेनी पीपल कम्स इन द फैमिली इंशाल्लाह. सो टुडे माशाल्लाह कलीम मदनी, बिलाल मदनी, माशाल्लाह तारिक मदनी विद अस, दे विल deliver their Madani Pulse inshallah. And also our beautiful segment, Guess the Puzzle, Guess the Word as well. First, our Guess the Puzzle segment inshallah.
Islam is the way of life.
Starting from letter P, chale aapko ek guideline de dete hain. So we'll start a beautiful kalam, mashallah. Let's watch a beautiful kalam.
Maang lo, maang lo, chashme par maang lo, dard-e-dil aur husn-e-nazar maang lo, sabz gumbad ke saaye mein ghar maang lo, maangne ka maza aaj ki raat hai. نہیں بے سہارا نہیں فاصلوں کو تکلف ہے ہم سے اگر ہم بھی بے بس نہیں بے سہارا نہیں خود انہی کو پکاریں گے ہم دور سے راستے میں اگر پاؤں تھک جائیں گے یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک یا نبی سلام علیک یا نور اللہ سلام علیک ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے اور گلیوں میں قصداً بھٹک جائیں گے ہم مدینے میں تنہا نکل جائیں گے اور گلیوں میں قصداً بھٹک جائیں گے ہم وہاں جا کے واپس نہیں آئیں گے ڈھونڈتے لوگ تھک جائیں گے یا رسول اللہ یا نبی اللہ یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک یا نبی اللہ سلام علیک یا نور اللہ سلام علیک اے مدینے کے ظاہر خدا کے لیے داستان سفر مجھ کو یوں مت سنا اے مدینے کے ظاہر خدا کے لیے داستان سفر مجھ کو یوں مت سنا دل تڑپ جائے گا بات بڑھ جائے گی میرے محتاط آنسو چھلک جائیں گے یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک یا نبی اللہ سلام علیک یا نور اللہ سلام علیک ان کی چشمِ کرم کو ہے اس کی خبر کس مسافر کو ہے کتنا شوق سفر ان کی چشمِ کرم کو ہے اس کی خبر کس مسافر کو ہے کتنا شوق سفر ہم کو اقبال جب بھی ایجاد عزت ملی ہم بھی آقا کے دربار تک جائیں گے یا رسول اللہ یا نبی اللہ یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک یا نبی سلام علیک یا نور اللہ سلام علیک پھر بلا لو مدینے میں عطار کو اپنے قدموں میں رکھ لو گناہ گار کو بلا لو مدینے سگے عطار کو اپنے قدموں میں رکھ لو گناہ گار کو کوئی اس کے سوا آرزو ہی نہیں تم پہ ہر دم کرو درود و سلام یا رسول اللہ سلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ سلام علیک یا نبی اللہ سلام علیک
ماشاءاللہ بیوٹیفل کلام وی شوڈ ٹریٹ آور ریلیٹیوز ویل بیکاز اٹس آلویز برنگ ایمیننس اینڈ بلیسنگ فرام اللہ آل مائٹی اینڈ آلویز ہیو اے گڈ ریلیشن شپ ود یور ریلیٹیو ود یور سبلنگس ایز ویل اینڈ ٹریٹ دیم ویل سم ٹائم یو ہیلپ دیم بٹ یو ڈونٹ ٹریٹ دیم ویل اٹس ٹو ڈفرنٹ تھنگ ہیلپنگ از سیپریٹ اینڈ ٹریٹنگ از سیپریٹ سو ان شاء اللہ وی ول ایکسپلین دس ایز ویل ہاؤ پیپل دے ہیلپ but on the other side they don't treat them well and which is also disliked by Islam as well so inshallah Hafiz Kaleem Madani will start with his beautiful Madani pulse
bismillah rahman rahim Sayyid sahab family parents offspring relatives they are a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah ta'ala when he created creation everything he created was with wisdom Obviously, Allah Ta'ala is the most wise. So, Allah Ta'ala made parents a means for children to come into the world. And then children have siblings, aunts, uncles, grandparents, relatives. And Islamically speaking, it's wajib for a Muslim throughout his life to maintain good ties with those relatives. And unfortunately, we're seeing that as time passes, more and more people are neglectful of this. I don't know if it's because of the influence of living in the West or what, but people assume that once they're old, they've reached a certain age, they're independent now, they don't need anybody else. They don't need parents, they don't need siblings, they don't need aunts and uncles. But Islamically speaking, this is a relationship that you have to maintain throughout your life.
Sure.
And you have to show kindness, you have to show love. And why, simply put, it's because of the ihsanat, the favors of many of those relatives upon a person. So if we begin with parents, very briefly, parents brought that child up, nurtured the child, looked after the child, sacrificed their sleep for the child, their nights for the child. Whenever the child would cry at night, they would wake up, feed milk to the child, clothe the child, change the diaper of the child. That constant attention towards the child, that's a great ihsan, that's a favor. And in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, we're told that مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ
سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ
Whoever is not grateful to people, he cannot be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Al-Quran al-Kareem, time and time again in various maqamat, tells us about the importance of maintaining ties with relatives. So much so that in one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with his own ibadah. Straight after, he talks about doing good towards parents. Meaning, this alone, the ulama say, shows the significance, the importance of showing kindness to parents and other relatives. Because right after his own ibadah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned the rights of parents. So this verse is in Surah Nisa, verse 36. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Now the translation of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, and worship Allah and associate no one with him. And be good to parents and relatives and orphans and the needy and the near neighbor and the distant neighbor and the close companion and the traveler and your male and female slaves. Indeed, Allah does not like the arrogant, the boastful.
Allah.
So in this verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem, a comprehensive list, not just parents, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentions neighbors, the needy, those who live on your close neighbors, your far neighbors, people who are travelers, considered travelers. So many people, their hukuk, their rights have been mentioned here. And in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it states here that what does it mean by showing kindness and being good to parents? What it means is you must obey them. Ita'at is necessary. And you must show respect to them. And again, this is something unfortunate where in the society we're living in today, the day and age we're living in today, let alone respecting parents, people are hurting parents deliberately. I know somebody who works in a hospital, and he mentioned to me once that a patient came in all bruised up. He was in a lot of pain, and it was asked about him whether he wants to press charges against his own son.
Allah.
Meaning, your son has done this to you, do you want to press charges? And a father being a father, he couldn't answer that question. Obviously, it's his
Allah
child. But ma'adallah, it shows how far people have come.
Yeah.
And that particular case, it was a Muslim as well. I was told there was a Muslim patient. So respecting parents is very, very important. And I don't know, for one second, how can someone imagine harming their parents when they read the ihsanat of the parents, how much parents do for them. Also, if your parents are in need financially, and if Allah Ta'ala has blessed you, you should try and help them out with wealth. Another point mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, doing good to relatives. It stated here that doing good to relatives means maintaining ties, silatul rahim, and avoiding breaking ties, meaning qat'ur rahim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is a hadith narrated by Sayyidun Anas radiallahu anhu, whoever prefers for his rizq to be expanded,
Allah.
We all want this. And he wants his lifespan to be lengthened as well, he should show good conduct towards his relatives.
SubhanAllah.
You know, these are the things that we're neglecting today. But if we did them, we would find barakah in our lives and our rizq as well. We go here, there and everywhere. We search for articles online. It's good. We try to find out ways how to increase our rizq, how to increase our lifespan as Muslims. But here, the formula has been given. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you treat your relatives well. One thing you're doing is silatul rahim, which is wajib. The second thing, the blessing, the barakah of that, is Allah Ta'ala will expand your rizq and your lifespan as well. Sayyidina Jubair bin Mut'im radiallahu ta'ala, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يدخل الجنة قاطع الرحم. That the one who severs ties will not enter paradise. So that is itself a great warning and sufficient in terms of a warning. For somebody who is in this state where he's cut off ties with parents, he's cut off ties with his loved ones, his siblings, and he's living his life and he's saying, I'm independent, I don't need anybody. But remember, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one will be answerable for this. Because this order of maintaining ties isn't from any normal person. It's not from anyone in creation alone. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the King of all kings. He is our creator, he is our Khaliq. So maintaining ties and doing good to relatives is very, very important. What happens is sometimes people create a bad environment amongst relatives. Jealousy creeps in, there's greed, there's other illnesses of the heart. And slowly, gradually, what happens, the whole khandan, the whole family breaks apart. It's like this trickle effect where nobody's speaking to each other. And this is the worst state to be in, because we know from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would bring people closer. And he even said in one hadith, "Sil man qata'ak," that those who cut off ties with you, you should join ties with them. This is something that we don't even consider. We say, why should I go to him? He should come to me. He should be the first to initiate this, you know, this reconciliation, this sulh. Why should I do it? So this pride, this arrogance doesn't let us. And the Prophet ﷺ said, forgive the one who wrongs you.
Same.
And also give to the one who deprives you.
Mashallah.
Very powerful hadith. Inshallah, we'll be hearing more accounts and incidents regarding the importance of showing good conduct to relatives.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Bilal bhai humare saath hai. Bilal bhai, is not an option to treat them well. It is wajib on a person to treat relative well, because this is in hadith as well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, treating relative well is wajib upon the person. And don't break the relationship without any shari'i reason. Otherwise, it's haram. And action leads towards hell as well. So many people, for small thing, they're breaking their ties as well. Even they're not treating well, in hadith is wajib. So we need to be very, very careful about these things.
Jeez, Ayyad Sahab, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This discussion, alhamdulillah, that we have open today regarding treating our relatives well. As you mentioned, and as Ustaz Sahab has mentioned as well, it's understood from the Quran and Hadith. Islam is a complete religion. Okay, and if one is to study, you will realize to follow the structure of Islam within your life is easy. Islam has been made as the moderate religion that it can fit in anybody's life, no matter if you're poor, no matter if you're rich. And one thing which we have to keep in mind as well is that the religion of Islam is one that caters for relationships. It actually maintains relationships, and the beautiful religion of Islam gives importance to different types of relationships. So those of our relatives who are closer to us, known as the close relatives, and you can even take this further, and before even the close relatives, discussing the parents, the brothers and sisters, this relationship as well. It's also necessary to uphold these ties and to not break them without any valid reason of the Sharia. So, inshallah, as an introduction, I'd like to start off with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhiri falyasil rahimahu." Whosoever believes in Allah and the last day, whosoever believes in Allah and the last day, he should maintain ties. He should join ties, meaning those ties which Allah Almighty has commanded within the Holy Quran. وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلْ وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ. In Surah Al-Ra'd, verse 21, Allah Almighty says, those who join what Allah has commanded to be joined, and who fear their Lord and have fear for the harsh reckoning. So within this verse, the ulama have told us here that this is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has commanded us to honor blood relations and to keep good ties with our relatives. And we are also to be of those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So within this discussion, as a preface, I just want to lay the foundation here that this is not something that we have an option to. As I've discussed, and we've discussed in length in previous episodes, the Sharia has a system in place. We have the obligations, we have the fara'id, we have the wajibat, we have the sunan, and then we have those that come after, right? So if a person is focusing on the sunan or the mustahabbat, yes, but he is neglecting those wajibat, then he will be held accountable.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I've discussed this as well in a different way, that if a person has a primary objective, he has to fulfill that first and not focus on the secondary or not give it as much importance.
So missing faraiz and doing the other mubah and the mustahab actions.
For example, a person is doing tasbih. He has a tasbih out, he's Allah, Allah, la ilaha illallah, and that's all good. But if you're missing your fard namaz, then this tasbih is not going to suffice for them.
Yes.
Yes, you have to, again, we have to act upon the deen. Meaning what the religion has told us, that's what we have to take in. Mm. Not our own interpretation.
Not pick and choose our
own. Not pick and choose that I feel this is easy to do, I'm going to do this, and this is a bit difficult, so I'm not going to do this. Or I'm going to do this when I feel like it, and when I don't feel like it, I'm going to leave it. This is not the religion of Islam. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, that, O believers, enter into Islam, udkhulu fis-silmi kaffa.
Subhanallah.
Enter into the religion of Islam completely. Wholeheartedly and with everything, with all the commandments, enter into the deen of Islam. And I would like to end, Sayyid Saab, on this beautiful narration and this discussion, actually. There is a waqia, an incident I'd like to mention. And we're going to see that a person who, even though he's in the sacred lands,
Allah,
even though he's performing ibadat and those worships are multiplied 100,000 times, after his demise, what was the outcome of him and why was he being punished? So I'd like the dear viewers, I'd like to request the attention of the dear viewers of Madani channel for a few moments. This incident is regarding a Khurasani man, a man from the area of Khurasan. And he lived in the city of Makkatul Mukarrama. He was a pious man. He worshipped Allah. He was devout. He was dedicated to his deen. And he was one who had actually detached himself from the world. He was also trustworthy. The people of Makkatul Mukarrama would leave their entrustments, their amanat with him. He would spend his days reciting the Quran. His days were spent in recital of the Holy Quran.
Allahu Akbar.
His evening and nights were spent doing the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. Think about this person. Every day he's doing the reciting Quran. Every night he's tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. And then people are entrusting him and people respect him and honor him. It's mentioned regarding him that he had a pious friend. And this pious man came to him and left 10,000 gold coins with him. The pious man, his friend, he left 10,000 gold coins with the Khurasani man. And he went on to his travels. When the pious man returned back, and the Khurasani man who he started the discussion with, he realized that he had passed away. So now the pious man, where would he go? He went to the family members of the Khurasani man to see and to get his entrustment, his amanat back. So what happened? He went to the family said, we were not told about this entrustment, we do not know where it is. So then this man, this pious man, he left the Khurasani man's family and he went to the scholars of Makkatul Mukarrama. He went to those men of Allah and he asked them that can you tell us what should I do in this situation? What can I do in this situation now? So then the ulama of the deen said that we hope through the mercy of Allah that his soul is amongst the pious souls. So his soul will be in the well of Zamzam. So go to the well of Zamzam at night, let half of the night pass, and then call out to the man and say, oh so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, where is my entrustment that I had given to you? So the ulama of Makkatul Mukarrama said that when you go there and say this, you will get a reply inshallah. When he went there and did the action, there was no reply. So he came back to the scholars of Makkatul Mukarrama. When they heard that there was no reply that came from the well of Zamzam, from that individual soul, then they said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And they said that this is bad news. Possibly now his soul is with the wretched people. And there is a well in Yemen called Barhut. And this individual soul would have been placed there. So go there, go to Yemen, leave Mecca, go to Yemen and go and do the same thing that we told you to do, the well of Zamzam. So he went there, he went at night, he carried out this action, and after a few moments, he heard the voice of his Khurasani friend. And then he asked the question, he goes, oh so-and-so, where is the money that I have left with you? Now after he said this, my dear viewers, what happened is the Khurasani man, before telling about the entrustment, he was asked by the pious man, his friend, that how have you gotten here?
Allah.
Meaning the wretched souls are the ones that gathered here, those who are badbakht, but you were a pious man. Dear viewers, remember what happened? What was his life? Living in Makkatul Mukarrama.
No.
Days reciting Qur'an Pak, nights tawaf of the Holy Kaaba, people respect him and honor him, left their wealth with him. But what's his state after his death? He is wretched and with the people and the souls of Barhut. So what happened? He said, I was a devout person. I was those things that you told, that you have heard about me, that you saw from me. But there was one sin that I had, and this sin was a violation of the right of my sister.
Allah.
What happened? I had a sister who was disabled. She was disabled and I didn't look after her. I couldn't even care less about her. I cut off my relations with her. And because of this, I didn't even ask people about where is my sister, how is she doing. I didn't do anything of this. This one sin of separating and cutting off ties from his own sister, he said, this is the reason that after my death, I was held to account by Allah Almighty. That why and how could you leave your sister like this?
Allah.
She had no one for her. She had no one to support her. She had no one to change her clothes, to provide her with food, to provide her with sustenance. And you were the one who was her relative. You had the responsibility. By Sharia, you were meant to look after her, but you didn't. Now, this is why you'll be held accountable and you are being punished for this. He was crying and he was, you know, this state of his was overwhelming.
Allah.
The friend of his now, he says, okay, I understand your situation. But the Khurasani man said, please don't go yet. Listen and please go to my sister. Go to her, find out where she is and ask her for forgiveness. And I hope that when she forgives me, Allah Almighty will relieve me of my punishment. So he said, okay, I will do this. But remember, I have entrustments. Where are those entrustments? He said, go to my home. They're in a certain location in my home. You go there, ask my family members to get to dig it out, and you will find your entrustments there. So then he went back. He went to the sister first. He went to the sister and he found her after a long search, finding, speaking to family, friends and everything, and they found where the sister was. And he asked her, could you please, I am the friend of your passed away brother, and please can you forgive him? She began to cry. She said words like that he has wronged me for so long. He didn't help me when I needed it. And she was overwhelmed with emotion. But then the pious man helped her, gave her some money and helped her in her situation. And when he did so, she became happy and she said, I have forgiven my brother. Then he went to get his entrustments. He acquired his entrustments. And now this is such a lengthy story that I have described. But my dear viewers, we cannot, you know, miss the message. The message is very clear that even though a person is performing his ibadat, he's going Hajj every year, he's going Umrah every year, he's offering his salah, he is looking, he is doing his family, he's fulfilling his family's rights. But if he has relatives, if he has brothers and sisters, and those rights, and they are wajib upon him to fulfill, if he neglects them, then he will be held to account.
Allah.
So this is why I try to encompass this all in the short amount of time, but I want you to understand that the deen of Islam is very easy to follow. The deen and the religion of the Prophet ﷺ has given us guidelines. What's high priority? We have the fara'id. And then after that, before that even, you have your iman, right? Then you have your obligations. Then you have your wajibat. So my dear respectable viewers, we have to learn about this, Sayyidab. If we don't learn about these things, how will we know? We have to give time. Alhamdulillah, these sessions within Da'wat Islami on live and our programs, we have Madani Mudhakara, Ulama of the Deen, Darul Ifta Ahl Sunnat. Alhamdulillah, from time to time, on a weekly basis, they are going live. And these questions and these discussions are being raised. So try to affiliate yourself with this environment of Da'wat Islami and then take action, please. We have to take action, Sayyid Saab. After gaining this ilm today from today's program, if we sit at home and still don't try and rectify our situation, and this is from both sides. Some people may be thinking that, you know, I'm doing it from my side, but they're not listening. This is a message for both. And everybody needs to continue to try. Until our last moments, we have to continue and help and rectify these things. In those holy nights where a person not forgiven, the one who severs ties has also been mentioned. So we have to. So my dear respectable viewers of Madani Channel, please take the step forward. And for your own better, for your own akhirat, please mend and join the ties of the family.
MashaAllah, beautifully explained by Bilal Bhai. And you know, this story remind us the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is in Muslim Sharif. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who cut off relation will not enter paradise.
Allahu Akbar.
That
Allah
person, imagine worship in such a place that every deed multiply by 100,000 times. It's not an ordinary place. It's not like you are sitting in UK or in Europe or any other places. It's right in the blessed city in Makkatul Mukarrama. Every deed multiply by 100,000 times. But what is this? The end. Because just one thing, not caring about the sister, not caring about the relatives. So we all need to be very, very careful, especially those who are busy in their own worship. Yes, it's good to worship of the Allah Almighty, But there are the other rights as well. Islam is the combination of all these things.
Yeah, sure.
It's not only about your own worship. It's about your relationship as well. It's about your relatives as well. It's relationship with your neighbors, with your partner, with your family members, and also your colleagues, your working place as well. Everything come in there. Islam guide us in every aspect of life. It's not leaving anything behind. Every guideline is in the under the umbrella of Islam. You don't have to go anywhere else. And you know these things, it takes time to build relation. In simple way, you have a mobile phone. Everybody have mobile phone. You know, when you delete something, how long it take? It's like this, within a second. But when you want to download something, how long it take? If it's a big file, it take 1 minute, 2 minutes, maybe hours. Deleting always take a second. But when you download something, it takes maybe a minute, an hour, it takes time. In the same way, isko understand is tarah kare ki banane mein der lagti hai. When you're building up something, it takes time. But when you're spoiling it, when you're deleting it, it takes just a second. Isi tarah chahe wo aapke relation ho ya aapki application ho. Delete foran ho jayega, banne mein time lagta hai. Is banne ko zaya na kare. ये जो बना हुआ है ना ये एक सेकंड में जाया हो सकता है आपके एक वर्ड की वजह से आपके एक एटीट्यूड की वजह से आज इसीलिए कहते हैं ना nowadays it's easier to get good internet connection but hard to get a good human connection अगर अच्छा कनेक्शन मिला हुआ है तो उसको कायम रखें अपने रिश्तों को जरा जरा सी बातों पे तोड़ने की तरफ मत जाए करें क्योंकि जो तोड़ने पे गए हैं ना यकीन करें उनकी हवेलियां वीरान हो जाती हैं और जो जोड़ने पे गए हैं उनकी कब्रें भी आबाद होती हैं जो जोड़ते हैं लोग बाद में आप देखें ख्वाजा साहब रहमतुल्लाह अलैह दाता साहब रहमतुल्लाह अलैह गौस पाक रहमतुल्लाह इन देयर लाइफ दे स्प्रेडिंग द लव एंड लुक एट नाउ इन द ग्रेव एज वेल दुनिया से जाने के बाद भी पीपल आर गेटिंग बेनिफिट बट जिन्होंने दुनिया के अंदर लोगों के ताल्लुकात तोड़े जो तोड़ने में लगे रहे नफरतें फैलाने में लगे रहे आज उनकी हवेलियां भी वीरान उनके महल भी वीरान है इसलिए जोड़ने की तरफ जाना चाहिए तोड़ने की तरफ नहीं जाना चाहिए तारिक भाई भी मुस्कुरा रहे हैं क्यों तारिक भाई जोड़ना तो चाहिए जोड़ने में टाइम लगता है तोड़ने में सेकंड नहीं लगते
जी सही सब बिल्कुल बजा फरमा रहे हैं आप और ये जो आपने फरमाया जैसे कब्रें भी उनकी जो ना आबाद रहती हैं बड़े ज़बरदस्त आपने माशाल्लाह मदनी फूल दिए तो ऐसे ही है अब देखें जो लोग सिला रहमी करते हैं जो लोग अपने क्लोज रिलेटिव्स का ख्याल करते हैं उनके बारे में यह बयान किया जाता है ये सबब है उनकी रिफ़त उनकी बुलंदी का और उनकी इज़्ज़त का उनकी इज़्ज़तें बुलंद होती हैं फिर वो जो आपने कहा कब्रों में भले वो कब्रों में है और कहीं पर भी उनकी वो दुनिया में भी तो उनकी इज्जतें बुलंद होती हैं फरमाया उन लोगों की जो शान है वो बुलंद होती है लोगों के दरमियान भी उनकी कदर बढ़ जाती है और फरमाया इसके जो फवायद उनमें से फरमाया उलमा ने फरमाया कि इंसान के माल में ज़्यादती होती है उसके रिस्क में वसअत होती है उसके खैर में कसरत होती है उसकी उम्र में बरकत होती है और फरमाया बरकत का असर ज़ाहिर होता है इंसान के अमल पर और फिर अब ये जो ये अलहदा टॉपिक है कि हम किस तरह से सिला रहमी करें सिला रहमी करनी है लेकिन इसका अंदाज़ भी क्या होना चाहिए चंद एक चीज़ें जैसे आपने बयान की मैं मज़ीद इसमें कुछ ऐड करता चलूँ अच्छा ये जिक्र करूँ उलमा ने फुकाहा ने इसको मुत्तफ़क़ा तौर पर इत्तिफाक़ी तौर पर इसको वाजिब करार दिया है सिला रहमी करना इट इज़ वाजिब तो अब जैसे एक इसका तरीका ये है कि आप उन पर ख़र्च करें जब उनकी हाजतें हैं उनकी हाजतों को में उनकी मदद करें और उनसे तकलीफ को दूर करें और उनकी खिदमत के लिए आप खड़े रहें उनके लिए आप कोशिशें करते रहें और इसी तरह से सिला रहमी का दूसरा अंदाज सेकंड अंदाज मैं यहाँ पर बयान करूँगा वो ये है कि आप जब सिला रहमी करना चाहते हैं अपने रिलेटिव से तो आपका चेहरा बशाश होना चाहिए यानी खिलता हुआ फेस मुस्कुराता हुआ आपका चेहरा होना चाहिए इन द रुयती हैं जब आप उनको देख रहे हैं उनको देखने के वक्त अच्छा इसी तरह से थर्ड वे अगर हम सिला रहमी करना चाहते हैं तो एक और तरीका है और जैसे अभी बिलाल मदनी साहब कह रहे थे कि बाज़ औक़ात ऐसा होता है कि सामने वाले नहीं मानते लेकिन हम हमारी तरफ से कोशिश जारी रहे तो उसके लिए भी ये हल है जो मैं आपको थर्ड तरीका बयान कर रहा हूँ तो थर्ड वे ये है कि आप उनके लिए अपनी दुआओं खैर की जो दुआएं हैं उनमें उनको ख़ास कर लें बंद कमरे में भले आप बैठ कर दुआएँ मांगें अपने रिलेटिव्स के लिए नाम ले लेकर दुआएँ मांगें फोर्थ तरीका ये है उनके साथ सिला रहमी और बेहतरीन अंदाज़ करने का कि आप उनको अच्छी नसीहतें और उनकी उनकी रहनुमाई करते रहें उनके दुनियावी मामलात में भी और दीनी मामलात में दोनों मामलात में अच्छी तरह से उनकी रहनुमाई करते रहें اور فرمایا اس کا ایک طریقہ یہ بھی علماء نے فرمایا کہ ان کو آپ امر بالمعروف کریں نہی عن المنکر کریں, اور ایک اور فرمایا کہ آپ کو لگ رہا ہے کہ بھائی آپ کے ریلیٹو کسی گناہ میں پڑے ہوئے, کوئی کسی نشے میں, کسی ڈرگز میں, کوئی شراب پی رہے ہیں, اس طرح کے کسی بھی غلط کسی کام میں پڑے ہوئے ہیں, فرمایا کہ آپ اللہ تعالیٰ سے ان کی ہدایت کی دعا طلب کریں, ان کی ہدایت مانگیں. اور پھر فرمایا نیکسٹ وے, نیکسٹ طریقہ جو ہم کر سکتے ہیں اپنے ریلیٹیوز کے ساتھ, ان کی خوشیوں اور ان کے غموں میں ان کے ساتھ رہنا. اب اس کا طریقہ یہ ہے کہ اگر آپ کے ان ریلیٹیوز میں سے کوئی بیمار پڑ جائے آپ ان کی عیادت کریں, ٹھیک ہے, اور وتعزیتہم, یا پھر ان کی تعزیت کریں اگر ان میں سے کسی کا انتقال ہو گیا. اور اسی طرح سے اگر انہوں نے آپ کو بلایا ہے, انہوں نے آپ کو مدعو کیا ہے, آپ کو انویٹیشن دی ہے کسی چیز کی, کوئی چھوٹی موٹی کوئی گھر میں دعوت ہے, لبیک کہیں, اس پر آپ حاضر ہو جائیں اور ان کی خوشی میں بھی شامل رہیں. اور فرمایا اور ان کی مشکلات کو, ان کی پریشانیوں کو, ان کی مصیبتوں کو کشادہ کریں, اس کو کھولیں, ان کی مشکلات کو دور کریں. اور پھر فرمایا آپ نے یہ بھی کرنا ہے کہ اگر ان کی طرف سے اذیت پہنچ رہی ہے, اگر وہ آپ کو ہارم کر رہے ہیں, وہ آپ کو ہرٹ کر رہے ہیں, وہ آپ کو تکلیف دے رہے ہیں, اس پر کیا کرنا ہے؟ تحمل, مینز آپ نے بردباری کا مظاہرہ کرنا ہے, آپ نے صبر کرنا ہے, فوراً اس کو رپلائی نہیں دینا ہے. اس نے اگر آپ کو مار دیا آپ بھی اس کو فوراً مارے, اس نے گالی بکی آپ بھی اس کو گالی بک دیں, پھر تو یہ برابر ہو گیا نا. اور پھر ایک اور بات فرمائی کہ ہم ان کو گفٹس دیں, ہم ان کو عطیہ دیں, ہم ان کو گفٹس دیں اپنے رشتہ داروں کو. اچھا پھر صحیح صاحب آپ کی بھی اس میں جو ہے تھوڑا سا میں چاہوں گا کہ آپ بھی اس کے اوپر کچھ فرمائے. علماء نے فرمایا یہ ایک طریقہ ہے اپنے ریلیٹیو سے مزید کلوز رہنے کا, ان کو اچھے طرح سے انداز سے پیش آنے کے, کہ ان کی دعوت پر لبیک کہا جائے. تو اب یہ جو ہے نا تھوڑا سا ہوتا ہے, ہم نے دیکھا بعض اوقات ایسا ہوتا ہے کہ وہ دعوت دیتے ہیں تو لوگ نہیں آتے, اس پر آپ کیا فرمائیں گے؟
نہیں کرنا چاہیے ایسا.
اللہ
اکبر. Somebody is giving you love, take love.
سبحان اللہ.
ایسا نہیں ہوتا کہ وہ ٹھیک ہے اپنی ضد کے اندر, آپ اپنی انا کے اندر آپ جو ہے نا وہ اپنے پورے رشتوں کو تباہ و برباد کر دیں. اب آئی اسٹل ریممبر ون ٹائم اپنا کلیم بھائی, آئی وینٹ ٹو سم ون اینڈ ہز چائلڈ واز پلینگ آؤٹ سائڈ, ٹھیک ہے نا, اینڈ دین اوپر اس کے انکل رہتے تھے, نیچے وہ خود رہتے تھے, دونوں بھائی رہتے تھے. تو بچہ کھیل رہا تھا تو میں نے کہا بیٹا ذرا کال یور انکل چچا, اینڈ اسے انکل آپ خود بلا رہے, وی ڈونٹ اسپیک ٹو دیم, ایون دے لیونگ انڈر دا سیم روف.
اللہ خیر فرمائے.
نیچے اوپر بھائی رہ رہا ہے. اب بچوں کی کیا تربیت ہو رہی ہے؟ یو گیونگ پوائزن ٹو دی فیوچر جنریشن.
اللہ اکبر.
دے لیونگ فرسٹ فلور پہ چچا ہے, نیچے اپنے تعلقات نہیں, بولے آپ خود بلا لیں کہ وہ ہم ان سے بات نہیں کرتے. میں نے پھر بات میں ان کو تھوڑی کوشش کی سمجھانے کی بھی, اللہ قبول فرمائے. بٹ دیز تھنگس آر کامن ان آور سوسائٹی, بیکاز اف وی ہیو ایون اسمال پرابلم وی آر ڈائیورٹنگ دس ٹو آور children and they going to on and on and on, the future generation completely collapse in the relationship. And that's why everybody is left alone now, they only have a mobile phone, they think this is the best thing for us. Our relationship is very important. Even if you give sadqa, Islam hame keh raha hai give to your relatives, you get more sawab. We giving to everyone, every other people, but what about own relatives? So you need to understand the importance in Islam, especially about our relatives.
Sure. Definitely, this example you gave, Sayyid Sahab, of giving bad tarbiyah to kids, this is very relevant today as well, because on social media, people make clips saying that every family has that one aunt or that one uncle who destroys the whole family. And the reason for making such a clip is to badmouth or malign that particular aunt or that. And of course, the children have got it from their parents. So the parents have told them that this aunt of yours or this uncle of yours is a troublemaker. So the parents have not taken any time out to try and mend that relationship, have developed hatred, and now they're passing that hatred onto their offspring, their children, future generations as well. This is a very bad situation, and it goes against the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that was mentioned earlier, that the Prophet ﷺ said, mend ties with those who break ties. Don't make a scene out of it. Don't make it into a massive issue and this knock-on effect of trying to get as many people to hate that person just like yourself. And the narration I wanted to mention, this is found in Amir al-Sunnah's booklet, Instant Reconciliation with the Paternal Aunt. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, a great sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that he narrated the most hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was once in a gathering in a majlis when he said that anyone who has broken ties with relatives should leave the majlis right now.
Allah.
One individual, he got up instantly. He went to his paternal aunt and he reconciled with her. And she forgave him as well. But then she said, go and ask, what is the reason for this? Why was this massive statement mentioned in a gathering? Imagine you're in a gathering today and somebody makes such a statement. You'll be curious, why was that said? And he went back and he asked Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala and said that I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that the nation which has any person who severs ties within them, that nation is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah.
Today we wonder why there's so much so much evil encompassing us, surrounding us, or even maybe within our households as well. But we don't look at these things, whether we're mending ties, whether we're fulfilling the rights of our close ones, our loved ones, or not. Another hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the criteria for the best of all people. This is another profound hadith. Today we look at celebrities or social media influencers and whatever they say, we take that very importantly. We think, same. Oh, he said it, he's got so many followers. But for us, the best role model and the blessed individual whose advice means the most, meaning his blessed words are far more important than anybody else's in creation, is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said in one beautiful hadith, a companion asked, who is the best amongst people? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best among people is the one who recites the Holy Quran in abundance, adopts piety greatly, calls people towards righteousness and forbids them from evil the most, and treats his relatives with kindness the most. This person was declared by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the best person.
Mashallah.
Now, just listening to this hadith, how on earth for one moment can that person consider himself to be pious or one of the best if he's breaking ties? If anybody's listening, they should take heed. If anyone has this issue in their life where they've broken off ties, every Eid we hear incidents about parents who are waiting on their children to come and see them, and those children, because they've sworn not to speak to their parents, they don't even ask themselves what has led to that, meaning what severe crime did their parents commit or what misunderstanding took place. It was nothing. When they sit down and they talk it through, they realize it was a trivial matter, a small matter that just was blown out of proportion. Before you know it, they're not speaking to each other. So this is very, very important. As long as we're breathing,
Allah.
In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept advising the Sahaba about the rights of neighbors. Like we talk about neighbors as well, and neighbors could be relatives as well. To the extent that the Sahabi said that we thought that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam might make that neighbor a warith, an inheritor.
Allah.
We thought this.
Allah.
This is a neighbor. Could be a relative, could not be a relative. But those who are our relatives is 100%
double rights ho jayenge.
Confirmed.
But another concept ye hai ki neighbor sirf right wala hoga ya left. Acha agar aapka koi relatives hai phir uske rights double ho gaye. Yani ye bhi count karna hai.
Yeah.
One is normal neighbor, uske apne next level rights hai. But if his relatives, then is they have another rights as well, so we need to be more careful as well.
Definitely. We should be teaching our children this thing, that particular family there, they are our neighbors, they are our relatives as well. Not looking through the window, or what are they up to today, feeding poison to the children, or they're always up to something.
We have the best time of Islam, we can say, when we were little and we see like our parents, our grandparents, they say, okay, take this thali, give it to there, every second day. Nowadays is a nafsa nafsi, everybody thinking so much food for own self, even they, after that throw in the bin, israf, but don't give to other people. But still remember in that days when you were little, then dadi and nani, beta putar, take this and give it to this auntie, give it to these people, give it to these people. Puri pure ilaw, yani ke puri puri jo, jaise hote na ke 40 ghar, 20 ghar, aaj isko, aaj itno ko, nahi bhi hota tha, kahin na kahin se dete the. That's a golden time.
Sayyid Saab, this is something that we need to bring back, those golden times, Sayyid Saab. We can't just leave it in the memory. Inshallah, people like us, those who have families, everybody, mashallah, who's watching as well, let's take this on board, let's bring back those golden times. inshallah, teach our children this. Those times are golden for a reason. We need to make our time golden as well, inshallah. If we continue to act upon these blessed, you know, these sayings and become more humble. You know, the tree that bears the most fruit is the one that is bending down more. So if we want a bigger result, and if we want a better and a relationship with our family members, we have to be more humble. And this is something difficult. It's easy to say, but I know those who go through experiences in life with different people, you know, you'll realize that, you know, sometimes the other person is quite, you know, stubborn in their regard, but they don't want to change. We carry such hatred, animosity, enmity in our hearts. And then the next minute, you know, the person passed away, we're there at the funeral, you know, and some people, ma'adallah, don't even attend the funeral, you know, because of such hatred. Whereas it's a necessary right of yours if it's a family member who's passed away, and you need to pay your respects. But don't leave it until somebody goes into the grave, but rather make those great times that once were. You know, those who have the istita'at, try to give, inshallah, give some food to your neighbors, but also not only your neighbors, but your relative neighbors. Yes, those are more important. Because inshallah, you're fulfilling the right of them as a neighbor, and also the right of them being your family member as well.
You know, one more thing, if you can add, you beautifully mentioned about these things. You know, when they are alive, we don't give them anything.
Allahu.
And when a person passed away 5 days from me, his dish food from me, his sala kharcha gray from me, when he was alive, you're not giving salam to these people. You don't want to meet these people. Why are you doing all this? Just to show the people, yes, you are so caring. You're not caring. When they were alive, you're not helping them. They were in need of your help. And that time you don't care. You don't tell your own family member to meet these people. You don't mention even some of them. They feel hesitate to introduce because they are poor.
Allahu.
End of the day, they are our relatives. If they have the one brother and if one uncle has got a good lifestyle or financially strong, if they move somewhere else, they don't tell even their own family member is my brother. And this is all like the evilness of this world as well, and the wealth. Hamare yahan kya hai ki yaar mare hue ke naam ki 10 deke de di, zinda tha to ek usko ek roti dete hue mushkil hoti thi. Ye tarika bhi nahi hona chahiye.
Ji says absolutely, and we need to try our best to come back to the deen of Islam. Like we were saying in the beginning as well, there's Islam, Islamic teachings, and then there's us and our thoughts and our way of doing things. And what we have tried to do, and many people unfortunately have tried to do, is in the name of Islam, they try to justify their actions. Whereas Islam has not said for you to break ties. Islam has said for you to be humble when it comes to joining the ties. Not one person holds his head, one family holds their head high, and the other person are humble. Rather, they both need to be willing to, you know, reconcile for the sake of Allah Almighty. We're Muslim, that comes first. Yes, and the issue and the problem that we had with a particular family or particular relatives, you know, both of them need to realize that we're going to be answerable in the court of Allah Almighty. Aren't we Muslim? Don't we all know we're going to answer to Allah Almighty? When are we going to realize and take action in this? I know this is something that we have to take seriously. You know why I'm also saying this? Because there's a narration of the Sahaba Kiram. Sayyidina A'mash Rahmatullahi Alayhi. They were in a gathering of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud. It's a similar narration to Ustadza, but this is with the Sahaba Kiram. And when they were in the gathering, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that I urge those people, or the one who has broken off family ties, to leave our gathering. For the sake of Allah, in the name of Allah, leave our gathering. Why? So that we can do a dua of forgiveness and seek forgiveness from Allah Almighty.
SubhanAllah.
Meaning why? Because the doors of the sky, the mercy, are closed for the one who breaks off relations. Meaning if he stays here, the mercy of Allah will not descend, and it will prevent our dua from being answered.
Allah.
This is how detrimental it is. And today we have situations, you know, where unfortunately we are not reconciling, and we're not bringing these years and years of issues, you know, and we're not cleaning our slate. And unfortunately what we're doing, we're making it worse, and we're also poisoning the mind of our family members and our children. And the children need to realize that the deen of Islam is the ahkam come first, not our desires and not our feelings. And no doubt it's very difficult, it's extremely difficult to reconcile with people. But that's why the reward is so great. That's why the reward of paradise is for such people. Eternal bliss for what? For to sacrifice a few moments, a few years in this world, this stubbornness or animosity and hatred. And I'm always speaking to both parties. I'm not speaking to one. Because it doesn't make sense to speak to only one. The people who are humble, who are there, the message is not really for them, but the message for them is istiqamat, to remain steadfast in that. For those who are, you know, stubborn in this regard, the message is for us and for people, that we have to humble ourselves. Remember, we're going to be held accountable. And this is the point that I would like to, you know, end this discussion on. Because at the end of the day, this the gathering, the speech, this program will come to an end. We will still have a task to do. We will still have to resolve our issues. And please do not harm your children's future by causing them to have hatred for their family members. And sometimes it's not even sometimes it's the relatives, but sometimes it's even closer, like brothers and sisters. And this is something that we have to resolve. And both sides, once again, needs to understand the seriousness of the situation. Please leave your own feelings to aside and understand that we are Muslim first. The ahkam of the deen come first. And then our own decisions, if our desires or if our feelings coincide with the ahkam of deen, then we act upon it. But if they're going astray, like our feelings, I don't want to reconcile with him. I don't want to. He's done so much wrong to me. That's our feelings. And sometimes they're right as well. They've been oppressed. Yes, Islam says, look at Allah Almighty's mercy. And look at what Allah Almighty is telling us. Aren't you not the one who submitted your will to the will of Allah? Al-Muslim. Muslim is the one who submits his own desire and will to the will of Allah. Where is the essence? Where's the practicality? Where's the practical, you know, application of this name of being a Muslim? It's difficult, I know, my dear respectable viewers. Nobody said it's easy. But we have to take steps to resolve these issues. Because Islam wants to bring a cohesive society. We want an Islamic society. And for that, we need to bring in the teachings of Islam as well.
These are the sign of a strong people. Not the weak people who maaf nahi karte. These are the sign of a strong people, Tariq bhai. Kya farmate?
Ji sahi sab, jo maaf nahi karte, jo qata rahmi karte hain, jo sila rahmi ना समझना चाहते हैं या समझते हैं लेकिन दूर रहकर जानबूझकर जो कतर हमी करते, तो ये तो इन लोगों के लिए बहुत जना लम्हा फिक्री है. जब आपसे कोई अच्छा कर रहा है फिर आप उसके साथ अच्छा कर रहे हैं,
अल्लाह अल्लाह,
ये एक अलग चीज़ है. लेकिन जब आपके साथ कोई बुरा कर रहा है फिर अच्छा कर रहे हैं, ये है असल असल, तो ये करने वाली चीज़ है ना. और फिर देखिए, सिला रहमी करने वालों के लिए और जो सिला रहमी के हवाले से जो सदका करें, यानी सदका अगर हम किसी और को दे रहे हैं उस पर सवाब है, लेकिन जैसा आपने फरमाया कि उस पर डबल अजर है, तो इस पर भी हदीस मौजूद है. नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया कि किसी मिस्कीन पर सदका करना वो सदका है, किसी क्लोज रिलेटिव पर सदका करना फरमाया कि डबल है. कैसे? सदका भी है और फिर सिला रहमी भी है.
सही.
तो यहाँ पर देखें, ये तो सिला रहमी करना, ये वो चीज़ें कि ये जुनूब गुनाहों को की बख्शिश का सबब है. एक शख्स जो है हाजिर हुआ नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम बारगाह में और बहुत बहुत परेशान था और अर्ज करने लगा, बयान किया गया. एक शख्स हुजूर अलैहि सल्लतु वसल्लम की बारगाह में हाजिर हुआ और अर्ज करने लगा, या रसूलल्लाह
सल्लल्लाहु,
मुझसे बहुत बड़ा गुनाह हो गया है, बहुत बड़ी खता सरजद हो गई, बहुत बड़ा गुनाह हो गया है. तो अर्ज करने लगा कि या रसूलल्लाह, क्या मेरे लिए कोई तौबा है? क्या मेरे लिए कोई तौबा की भी गुंजाइश है? अल्लाहु अकबर. अब नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम का रिप्लाई सुने, क्या क्या ज़बरदस्त अंदाज से फरमाया, क्या तेरी माँ है? खाला ला, नहीं मेरी वालदा नहीं है. फिर फरमाया, क्या तेरी खाला है? उसने कहा कि नाम. तो फिर नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने एक जुमला कहा, उसके साथ भलाई करो, उसके साथ हुस्न अखलाक करो, उसके साथ भलाई करो. तो ये देखिए, ये हमें इस्लाम टीच करता है कि हम अपने रिलेटिव्स के साथ ऐसे रहें. तो इंशाल्लाह ताला ये हमारी, यानी कि यूँ समझ लें, यहाँ पर देखें ना, उस शख्स ने इतनी बड़े अपनी खता का, गुनाह का कहा कि मैंने इतना बड़ा गुनाह कर लिया, लेकिन किस तरह से उसका एक हल दिया गया कि अपने रिलेटिव्स के साथ जो है वो नेकियां करना, उनके साथ भलाई करना.
अच्छा, इस्लाम इससे भी ऊपर और आगे जाता है ताकि माशरे से ये नफरतें ख़त्म हो जाए. यू नो दिस हेट्रेट एंड जेलसी. द बेस्ट सदका इन हदीस पाक इज दैट विच इज गिविंग टू द रिलेटिव हु बियर्स एनमिटी इन द हार्ट, नॉट द नॉर्मल रिलेटिव, नॉट द वन हु जस्ट ओके ठीक है मैंने बातचीत है, यानी एनमिटी रखने वाले के लिए, जो आपसे एक तरीके से दुश्मनी रखता, उसको देने का सदके का जवाब भी अदा कर दिया गया और उसको बेस्ट सदका डिक्लेयर किया गया है. इसका रीजन क्या है? इसलिए कि इस वजह से ये जो नफरतें हैं ये किसी तरह ख़त्म हो. इस्लाम दुश्मनियों को ख़त्म करने के लिए आया, इस्लाम मोहब्बतें फैलाने के लिए. इस्लाम इज़ अ रिलीजन ऑफ सिंपथी, इस्लाम इज़ अ रिलीजन ऑफ हेल्पिंग ईच अदर, इस्लाम इज़ अ रिलीजन ऑफ पीस, हारमोनी एंड लव. आप अंडरस्टैंड करें कि इस्लाम बुनियाद से लेके चलता है. कहाँ से आप गौर करें, जो दुश्मनी रख रहा है कहते हैं उसको सदका देने का सवाब ज़्यादा हो गया, ये कमाल की बात नहीं है. हमारा इस्लाम बहुत प्यारा है. ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड आवर ब्यूटीफुल. Inshallah, it's time for our beautiful package. Let's watch a beautiful package, inshallah.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم
Oh wow, how beautiful it looks! Let me put this color over here. That's nice. Hold on, where's my other block? Yes, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Where did I put my things? I just put it here, but it's not even here. Oof. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Why are you reciting صلى الله على محمد?
It is stated in a blessed hadith that if a person forgets something, he should recite Salat and Salam. Inshallah, he will remember that forgotten thing.
Have you lost something that you can't find?
Yes, I can't find my stationery pouch and my notebook. I can't remember where I put them.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Yes, I remember now. I know where it is. Let me go and get it for you.
Oh, that's great. Jazakallahu khaira.
There you go, Brother Glamour Soul. There you go!
Kanis Fatma, you don't give something by throwing it. These are bad manners. Whenever you want to give something to someone, give it to him in his hand, with your right hand.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will be careful in future.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beautiful Madani Pulse, MashaAllah, Kanis Fatima. Okay. Now is time for another beautiful hamara segment hai. Guess the word, lekin isse pehle ek promo le lete inshallah.
It's Da'wat-e-Islami. It's arrived to rectify the people.
Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, great news for all the Muslims, especially those who live in Birmingham and Cradley Heath. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, right now the building behind me, by the grace of Allah Almighty, Da'wat-e-Islami has just purchased this building. It was a church for the last 120 years, but by the grace of Allah Almighty, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, your Da'wat-e-Islami has just purchased this building. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, it will be an Islamic education center. It will be a Darul Madina, which is the need of our time, need of our society, need of our generation, need of our future generation. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, many other Islamic activities will be propagated from here, inshallah. We need your support. We need to raise approximately £400,000. So please donate generously. Contact on these numbers and these details.
Love the Prophet. It's all over the world.
MashaAllah, Da'wat-e-Islami is progressing day by day. As you've seen, many, many buildings have been bought by Da'wat-e-Islami. And alhamdulillah, not only Masjid, Madrasa, Jamiatul Madina Islamic Education, but also for Darul Madina as well, which is Islamic school, inshallah, and good upbringing for you and for your future generation, alhamdulillah. So please cooperate with us, especially for our different projects. MashaAllah, aap kya ek message dena chahte hain sawale se Kaleem bhai?
SubhanAllah, the Masjid project, day by day, alhamdulillah, Da'wat Islami is prospering. And in those locations where there's a need for a Masjid, Da'wat Islami prioritizes where there's a Muslim community. And whoever contributes, subhanAllah, we mentioned the hadith in a previous episode as well, that contributing as much as you can, even if it's a little amount, and you have a little amount at the moment, Allah Ta'ala will build a mansion, a palace for you in paradise. What more could one ask for? Nothing of this world compares to Jannah, compares to paradise. We should wholeheartedly give towards building masajid, running masajid, inshallah. This will bring blessings in both worlds.
Alongside this, Sayyid Sahib, the need as well, especially in our day and age, where we need to teach our children the correct understanding of the deen. And alhamdulillah, you know, different courses are going to be taking place as well. You will have weekly ijtima'at. Your sadaqah is in such a way that it's hidden. You are going to give it, and then the reward, the sincerity is more closer in the court of Allah Almighty. And this is why. These are actions that we should join together, and we should support one another, be each other's arms and strength, inshallah. The way that Islami every year, alhamdulillah, is producing at least 2 masajid daily and 600 in a year. So it's a great blessing for us, for all the Muslims, to give in the way of Allah Almighty alongside mashallah, donating in the different causes, in this particular cause as well, try and save the iman of our youth and our youngsters by building such and supporting such causes and such mashallah buildings that are masajid, inshallah. We're going to help and spread the message of Islam, that not only with the local Muslims but the outreach work for non-Muslims as well, to bring people closer towards the deen of Islam as well.
A few messages and then inshallah we'll move on to segment Guess the Word. Safiullah Bhatti from Glasgow, your answer is correct. Aisha Abdul Rahman from London, Jazakallah beta, aapka answer durust hai. Norwich se, your answer is correct as well. Aisha and Hussain, mashallah, from Bolton, your answer is correct as well. My name is Sabrina Siddiq from South Africa. Ayana Noor Bhatti from Glasgow, Binte Zaman, your answer is correct. Haris Bhatti, 8 years old, Glasgow. Amaima Attaria, Bologna, Italy, your answer is correct. Zainab Batul Attaria, your answer is correct as well. Today's puzzle answer, Aisha Rizwan from Waltham Stowe. Saleh Bhatt from Milan, Italy. Zainab from Dubai. And Umme Jilan from Italy. Fatima Batul Attaria, your answer is correct as well. Mere Walden ke liye dua ki darkhwaz, inshallah. Amina Attaria from Pakistan. Muhammad Yasir from Bologna. Umme Hani and Hadia. Ahmed Rafiq from Bradford, your answer is correct as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now time for our segment.
Islam is the way of life.
Letter A.
Letter A.
S.
It's no S.
R.
R. Oh, dear. Breaking. Wow. Letter R. The rest will be difficult.
E. E.
E. Kya baat hai ji.
Wow. D.
The D. Unbelievable.
Why?
It was difficult.
MashaAllah.
Why, Babu?
Why? Ready? Chale, ready for action. Wow. MashaAllah.
Kya baat hai.
Bilal bhai, koi leak out to nahi ho gaya aaj ke? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chale, inshallah. Koi baat. कभी कभी हो जाता है इसलिए जी
ए
हाँ we'll take A inshallah.
ए चले जी को बाद ए इजी कर देते हैं जल्दी.
ओ
ओ ये तारीख भाई
टी
एस
एस डोंट गिव बॉल टू बिलाल भाई अदरवाइज यू वांट गेट अगेन
ई
E.
I.
I.
H.
H.
MashaAllah.
Bilal bhai ki muskurat bata deti. MashaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi. Kya Bilal bhai aise kya karte hai? Aise kyun pahunch jata hai? Dusron ko mauka hi nahi dete ho.
MashaAllah.
Ji Tariq bhai.
A.
A. Aaj sab A aa rahe hain ji. Kya baat hai?
E.
E.
M.
M.
I.
I. I. Chale.
N.
N.
R.
R.
S.
S.
T.
T.
C.
C.
D.
D.
H.
H.
F.
F. अब कुछ breaking news होगी.
G.
G. बिलाल भाई को तो पहुंचना चाहिए. बिलाल भाई इस आज record तीनों आपने बनाने चाहिए.
Oh,
Allahu Akbar.
P.
P.
K.
Come on. Jee Bilal bhai.
J.
J. Pata nahi kahan dhoond rahe aap.
L.
L. Kabhi kabhi cheez jeb mein hoti hai.
You know, sometimes it's in your pocket and you're looking everywhere. Ji, Kaleem aayegi? Aapne bola?
Ustaz.
Bahut ek clue de dena. Na clue itna bada clue de diya kya bana? Clues dikke de diye, claws bhi de diye, clues bhi de diye. To Kaleem bhai bhi muskura rahe.
U
chala. Ji.
B. L.
L. कभी कभी बिलाल भाई जो है ना बिलाल भाई होते हैं सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम
बिलाल भाई कलाम इंशाल्लाह बिलाल भाई स्पेशल फरमाइश है तो
सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Send peace and blessings upon your beloved, the best and perfect creation that you have created. Alhamdulillah, munshil khalqi min adami. ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Look at the heavens and the earth, the shining sun and the moon, when Allah made all of them, He made them all just for you. Zameen o zama, tumhare liye, makin o maka, tumhare liye, zameen o zama, tumhare liye, makin o maka, tumhare liye, chunin o chuna, tumhare liye, bane do jaha, tumhare liye, dahan mein zuba, tumhare liye, badan mein heja, tumhare liye, hamaye yaha, tumhare liye, uthe bhi waha, tumhare liye, rab farmaya mahbuba, zamane sare tere ne, arshivi o farshivi, diwane sare tere ne, look at the heavens and the earth, the shining sun and the moon, when Allah made all of them. He made them all just for you. There is no one like you. There is no one who's the same. So merciful is your nature and so high is your name. Lam yati nadhiruka fi nadharin. Lam yati nadhiruka fi nadharin. Mithle to nashud peda jana jagraj ko taj tore sarso hai tujhko shahe dosra jana anafi atashin wa sakhaka atam
ऐसुए पाके अब्र करम बरसन हारे रिम झिम दो बूंद इधर बिगिरा जाना अलबहरु अला वल मौजु तगा मन बेकसो तूफा होश रुबा मंझधार में हूँ बिगड़ी है हवा मोरी नैया पार लगा जाना बस खामाए खामे नवाए रजा ना ये तर्ज मेरी ना ये रंग मेरा इरशाद अहिबा नातिक था ना चार इस राह पर आ जाना देर इज नो वन लाइक यू देर इज नो वन हूज द same so merciful is your nature and so high is your name all the prophets and messengers are in need of you they all take sips from your ocean and desire to serve you wa kulluhum mir rasulillahi multamisun gharfan min al بحري أو رشفا من الديام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ذا Lord has sworn by the beauty of the curls in your hair. The Lord has sworn by the beauty of the noor on your face, so beautiful Mustafa. Bless your servants with one gaze. Na'am sara taifu man ahwa fa'arraqani wal hubbu ya'taridu lathati bil amami mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim so beautiful were your moments with Siddiq in the cave He stood by you all his life and sleeps by you in the grave. Look at Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Mawla Ali. We love them for they have spent their lives in your company. Thumma ar-ridha an Abi Bakr wa an Umar wa an Ali wa an Uthman dhil karami Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم يا مصطفى Have mercy for the sake of your family The two princes of Jannah and Fatima and Ali تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا میں گدا تو بادشاہ بھر دے پیالہ نور کا نور دن دونا تیرا دے ڈال صدقہ نور کا یا ربی بالمصطفی بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله سبحان الله. إن شاء الله now it's time for our another segment, Guess the Poetry.
Love is the way of life.
Here.
بلا لو پھر مجھے اے شاہ بحر و بر مدینے
بات چلے جی
کیا بات رضا اس چمنستان کرم کی زہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسین اور حسن
دعوت اسلام دعوت اسلامی ہے یہ دعوت اسلامی ہے دعوت اسلام
اللہ کرم ایسا کرے تجھ پہ جہاں میں اللہ کرم ایسا کرے تجھ پہ جہاں میں اے دعوت اسلامی تیری دھوم مچی ہو
ماشاءاللہ جی کمال
وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے
جی
کہ گمان نقص جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے
یہی شمع
یہی شمع ہے کہ دعاں نہیں جزاک اللہ
وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نقص جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دعا نہیں صلو علیہ وآلہ
محتاج
محتاج نظر ہے حال میرا محتاج نظر ہے حال میرا سرکار توجہ فرمائے سرکار توجہ فرمائے دولت پہ گدا حاضر ہے در دولت پہ گدا سرکار توجہ فرمائے سرکار توجہ فرمائے
مکے
میں مکے میں پھر آ گیا یا الہی
میں مکے میں پھر آ گیا یا الہی
میں پھر آ گیا یا الہی میں مکے میں پھر آ گیا یا الہی
شکریہ یا الہی کرم کا تیرے شکریہ الہی میں مکے میں پھر آ گیا یا الہی
ماشاءاللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ ڈرائنگز پھر آ گئی ہیں ڈرائنگز اور آج ماشاءاللہ کچھ طارق بھائی بتا رہے تھے ان کے بچوں نے ہی بنائی ہے طارق بھائی خود ہی دکھا دیں گے انشاءاللہ باقی جو آئی ہیں وہ ہم دکھائیں گے طارق بھائی ایک ایک کر کے دکھائیں گے کیمرہ فوکس کر کے انشاءاللہ
ماشاءاللہ
کیا بات ہے جی
سبحان اللہ
جی اب آ رہی ہے جی نام بھی بتا دیں کس نے بنایا کون سے بچے نے آپ کے
برہان
اتاری نے ماشاءاللہ جی کیا بات ہے سبحان اللہ زبردست اللہ کریم برہان اتاری کو پوری فیملی کو مکہ دکھا جی نیکسٹ ون
اور دوسری جو ڈرائنگ بنائی ہے وہ میرا چھوٹا بیٹا ہے اس کا نام ہے اشیم شیخ اتاری
اشیم شیخ اتاری چلے جی
سبحان اللہ
ماشاءاللہ کیا بات ہے جی ماشاءاللہ سبحان
اللہ قبۃ الصخرة سبحان
ما شاء الله زبردست صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جی اب جو ہمیں واٹس ایپ پہ ریسیو ہوئی ہیں وہ بھی چلا دیجیے سیف اللہ بٹی گلاس کو 12 ایئرز اولڈ ماشاء اللہ جی کیا بات ہے جی
ماشاء
اللہ سیف اللہ بٹی صاحب آپ کی عائشہ رضوان فرام ٹیلفرڈ بادل بھی بنا دی اور پھول بھی بنا دی واجی وہاں عائشہ رضوان کلمہ شریف لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول صلی اللہ ماشاء اللہ دل کی شیپ میں نا ہارٹ کی شیپ
سبحان اللہ
بہت زبردست ایمان ام نور ہال گرین برمنگھم استغفر اللہ ایمان ام نور استغفر اللہ جزاک اللہ جزاک اللہ نیکسٹ ون پلیز مدنی رضا بٹ فرام اٹلی کیا زبردست بنائے جی ماشاء اللہ بچوں کی کوشش ہے یہ پتہ چلا تھا بچے کی ایج کتنی ہوگی نا کتنا چھوٹا کلر سے پتہ چلا
لالے پاک اور ساتھ میں کیا گھر ہے
سبحان جی اوپر انہوں نے مسجد پہ پیچھے گو دکھ رہا ہے مینارہ شریف
اچھا
اوپر بادل بھی دکھا دی انہوں نے کالے کالے
سحری
اٹلی محمد صالح سحری کا ٹائم ہے اچھا اگر آپ سحری نہیں لکھتے تو ہم افطار سمجھ لیتے اچھا وہ آپ نے سحری لکھ دیا سحری کھاؤ یہ برکت والا کھانا ہے ماشاء اللہ
ماشاء اللہ
سحری میں بھی ہے کہ پنک شربت موجود نظر آ رہا ہے چکن کے ساتھ کیا بات ہے جی زبردست سحری ہو رہی ہے
کھجورے بھی رکھتے ہیں
کیا بات ہے ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ سائم بٹ اتاری فرام اٹلی ابھی افطاری کے مناظر چلیں جی پہلے آپ نے سحری بھیجی اور افطاری بھیجی ہے افطاری میں اب تھوڑا زیادہ دکھ رہا آئٹم
بریانی بھی ہے
ماشاء اللہ جی اور کچھ فروٹ بھی ہے ماشاء اللہ کیا بات ہے بیٹا آپ کی جزاک اللہ سحری افطاری لگتا ہے آنا پڑے گا اٹلی پھر مائمہ اتاری فرام بولونیا اٹلی بارک اللہ ماشاء اللہ ماشاء ماشاء اللہ زبردست مائمہ اتاریا بولونیا اٹلی سے بارک اللہ حفصہ تاریہ فرام بولونیا اٹلی درود پاک لکھ کے کیا بات ہے ماشاء
اللہ
اللہم صل وسلم
علی النبی محمد سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ
محمد اب تسبیح بنا کر بھیج دی انہوں نے ماشاءاللہ
سبحان اللہ
تسبیح پڑھ
قریبہ اتاری ماشاءاللہ جزاک اللہ بیٹا ماشاءاللہ تسبیح بنا کر بھیجیے چلیں جی پہلے درود شریف بھی تسبیح اچھا پچھلے درود شریف تھا اب تسبیح بھیج دیجیے تسبیح کے ساتھ درود شریف پڑھیں ون مور پلیز ایک اور لے لیتے ہیں لاسٹ ون جلیان رضا اللہم اجرنی من النار فرام بولونیا اٹلی سے چلے جی ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ جلیان رضا فرام بولونیا لگتا ہے پوری فیملی باہر ہے ماشاءاللہ
سبحان
کیا بات ہے زبردست بنائی جزاک اللہ آپ کا انشاءاللہ ریسٹ ول ٹیک ٹمارو ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ کیا بات ہے جی ہمارے خاص طور عربک کے حوالے سے زبردست بنائی
کیلیگرافی
حسن جمیل اور ماشاءاللہ چلے جی بلال مدنی بھائی اویس شاہ صاحب ماشاءاللہ آپ کو سلام بھی دے رہے ہیں اور کہہ رہے ہیں بہت پیارا کلام پڑھا ہے جزاک اللہ خیر دعائے مغفرت کی التجا ہے حافظ کلیم بھائی کے لیے میسیج ہے محمد مرتضیٰ فرام والسول آپ کا جواب بھی درست ہے چلیں بالکل اینڈنگ کی طرف ہے کلیم بھائی ٹو تھری منٹس لیفٹ
جسٹ ون ریشن آئی کیم اکراس تھری پیپل ول بی انڈر دا شیڈ آف دی عرش آف اللہ آن دی ڈے آف ججمنٹ and one of them will be the person who treats his relatives with kindness. So this is enough of an incentive for us to show good conduct towards our relatives. We know the Day of Judgment, a very difficult, severe day. But on that day, if you want raha, if you want comfort, if you want to be in the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of those blessed individuals is that person who treated his relatives kindly. So we should try and follow suit to gain a place in the shade of the Arsh of Allah.
Subhanallah. Sayyid Sahab, there was a waqiyah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, but due to lack of time, we'll just mention that this verse of the Holy Quran that was sent down because he would actually benefit his maternal cousin Sayyidina Mistah radiallahu anhu when the incident took place with the false accusation upon the blessed his blessed daughter Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Then Allah Almighty revealed the verse that the most superior, the ulul fadl, the one who has superiority, you know, it's not befitting for them that they keep their wealth away from those, from their relatives who are mustahiq, who are worthy of this. So, you know, this also shows the shan as well of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And it also shows that, you know, even these great personalities are, you know, went through these tests as well with, you know, with relatives and with different tests in their life, with their family members and close relatives. So we too should also try to learn a lesson from them. These people live their lives and they showed us how it can be done. So I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the tawfiq to join the ties. There's a beautiful Arabic saying, I will end on this as well. It's mentioned, whatever is acquired, it's only acquired bil hurma, with respect, with honoring and giving respect. And whatever wama saqata, whatever falls or whatever is lost from a person, then it is due to the absence of respect, meaning disrespect. So again, giving respect and receiving respect as well. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Amen. Us amongst those who fulfill this commandment of joining ties.
MashaAllah.
Jee Sahib, sab bas ek hadith pak zikr karna chahunga ki jab humse koi qatar rahmi kare to hame kya karna chahiye. حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے مروی ہے, ایک شخص نے عرض کیا یا رسول اللہ میرے کچھ قرابت دار ہیں, میں ان کے ساتھ صلہ رحمی کرتا ہوں لیکن وہ میرے ساتھ قطع رحمی کرتے ہیں, میں ان کے ساتھ اچھا انداز اختیار کرتا ہوں اور وہ میرے ساتھ برائی کرتے ہیں, جب وہ لوگ میرے ساتھ جہالت کے ساتھ پیش آتے ہیں تو میں تحمل کرتا ہوں, صبر کرتا ہوں. تو نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, جیسا تو نے کہا اگر ویسا ہی ہے تو گویا کہ تو ان کے منہ میں راکھ کھلا رہا ہے. یہاں پر یہ اصل میں گناہ سے تشبیہ دی گئی ہے, یعنی کہ ان کو گناہ مل رہا ہے. اب نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ارشاد فرماتے ہیں جب تک تم اسی طرح کرتے رہو گے, وہ تمہارے ساتھ برائی کر رہے ہیں تم اچھا کرتے رہو گے, تو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی جانب سے تمہارے ساتھ ایک مددگار رہے گا. تو یہاں پر علماء نے فرمایا کہ اس شخص کو اللہ تعالیٰ کی مدد حاصل ہوتی ہے کہ جب کوئی کسی کے ساتھ قطع رحمی کر رہا ہے لیکن یہ شخص اس کے ساتھ صلہ رحمی کر رہا ہے.
ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ. چلیں جی رائٹ آنسر چلائیے گا. پات صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
The blessing from رب العالمین, Islam is the way of life, Islam is the way of life.